Batman mythology, you know. There's loads. He's fine. He's
And then
fine.
does he technically kill the Joker? Because he could have just gave him the antidote and he doesn't. And then the Joker, I know the Joker stabs him, which makes him drop it, but Batman was holding it, therefore it's technically Batman's fault. And he
Batman's
technically
just,
killed the Joker.
He's just like, you won this!
He's trying, I mean, they find loopholes.
He was licking it off the floor and everything. He should have licked faster.
He's all like, hoovering it up.
No, it was Joker's fault.
Damn you, Batman, and your bat nipples! Croaks it and dies. It's his last words.
I was thinking about this. He should well be able to fire batarangs from his nipples. He should press a button and he should just go poof and just fire out like from his nips.
What, like Austin Powers? They got the cannons that come out the nipples.
You call them the boomerangs, wouldn't it?
Dave's had that one locked down since last
week. Oh, yeah. He's been waiting for that one, hasn't he?
Just waiting.
And he's just gone, boys, it's my time to shine.
The moment is right.
Hey, guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake. Welcome to From Dusty Cartridges to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, and along with my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
And my co-host, Big Dave.
Guten Tag.
We look at games old and new, from everything you have been playing to everything you're playing today. But before we do start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller, spin that disc, and roll those intro credits. So, this week, we are... You all right there, Adam? You're getting old.
I'm getting old. I'm getting very old now, Glenn.
Well, this week, we are looking at Batman Arkham City. So, we're carrying on our Batman collection of games. And I'm going to jump straight to Adam, because I'm pretty sure last week you said that Arkham City is the best.
Yep.
Do you want to elaborate?
Nope.
Okay.
Good boy.
This is a very short episode this week.
And that's it for this week. We'll see you again. It's my favourite one. Just because, obviously, the open worldiness of it. Like, I know that the Arkham Knight is probably actually overall a better game, but this is my favourite because it was like my first experience of properly playing an open world game, and actually really enjoying it. Like, I know they'd been around already by then, but I wasn't really that into Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. So this was like my first proper.
It's gonna be another one of those goal. Mute moments. I'd close my laptop, but we know what happened last time.
Well, you've learnt your lesson now, Glenn. How many more stickers have you added this week?
I don't have time to count.
Oh,
fucking hell.
No, it was just... Obviously, the gameplay was very similar, but they just perfected it more, added the world. Like, it's the first time that you properly get to see Gotham.
Yeah.
As an actual city. Like, I know it's Arkham City because it's been sectioned off, but it's still Gotham. And... like, when you're flying around, like, just literally floating around and looking down, it's so breathtaking to look at. And I just love how everything is sectioned off, so every area of the map is completely unique as well. You don't look at anything and think, oh, that looks just like that, and, like, all they've done is just pasted the same building over here. Everything is completely different, so you can be on the floor, up an alleyway, and you know exactly where you are just by looking at the buildings that are around you.
Yeah.
I just think it's made really well. And then, like, for me, it came out whilst we was in our final year of uni. So the first one came out at the start of uni.
So nothing got done.
Yeah. This one came out in the final year. So obviously, stressed out with your final projects, like, a lot of stuff going on.
Dave curled up in your laundry.
Yeah, Dave was still in the laundry. Yeah.
I was going to say, had he matured at this point? Had he become a bit more civilized?
No. Stupid. He didn't. 3 years lying in his dirty laundry.
Dave didn't buy his own room. He just slept in my laundry basket.
Dave wasn't even a student.
I couldn't afford a dorm. That was stupid.
I upgraded the basket for him, though.
You went from plastic to wicker.
I've got a basket and a litter box in the corner. Adam just invites women or whatever. He's just, oh, don't mind Dave. He's just in the corner. He comes and goes.
It's like stroking you, leaving you little treats on the side. Like,
this is my uni pet.
Master has given Dave a sock.
Oh wait, it's dirty and sticky.
It's not Glenn's room. Oh, yeah.
Let's move on.
Sorry.
So yeah, it came out in the final year that you were at uni.
Yeah, so just for me, it just helped. Like, take the stress away. You could just go in, you get angry, you just go and beat the fuck out of people. Again, same as last week, ferociously masturbate to Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn and now Catwoman.
Yeah.
One of the best parts, like,
they were
one of the biggest factors
in that game.
Buying the game is Catwoman, yeah.
I'm pretty sure the stickers of them are somewhere around here.
they've been worn away.
Yeah, it was a great game. Anything else?
No, it was because like I've mentioned it in the past, like because we were doing an animation course, so I used the game as well, like to help my final project, like in the study of animation. So it was just because it was so good, and the animation and the graphics as well were just incredible. Like, have you seen the game? Like, I was been watching the gameplay over the last few days, and.
The graphics on the faces
still look absolutely incredible. I can't believe how good it looks.
Even looking at it running on like the PS3 and the Xbox 360, it still looked amazing.
It's mad. Like,
the trailer that they originally released, you've got Batman on the edge and the camera sort of comes around him and you've got that shot of his face there. Now, obviously, I know that's not in-game engine running, but even that now still looks phenomenal. That they took a lot of time just to make that little clip of him, the rain coming down his face and his eyes look directly at the camera, and you get goosebumps and you're like, oh crap, this is going to be so much better than the first game. And it sort of lived up to the hype. This is one of those games, very few games, that lived up to the hype. Yeah. I believe.
I truly believe. Yeah. Like Arkham Asylum built us up, like give us something that we'd never seen before. This then took it up another level again.
I fucking love it.
God.
You're right there, Dave.
No, it's just the fact that Adam's just talked for about half an hour now, and it's just like you're not even introduced. Like, I'll mention those.
Well, yeah, they know who you are.
Adam's just basically done this whole episode himself. Dave, go fuck yourself.
I did think that he asked how I was doing, and then just ignored Dave.
He just completely didn't even bother.
Well, if you wait,
you, Glenn, go kill yourself.
If you wait, I was getting to this point. So is that all you've got to say, Adam, about that?
No, I mean, I've got more. Like, we can just keep going. Wait, we can leave Dave out of the conversation completely.
Just mute me on this episode.
Well, Dave, I was going to see how you're doing next.
Go fuck yourself.
Go on. I'll let Dave talk.
Yeah. Oh, fine. I don't even want to now. You can talk.
How are you, Dave?
I'm pretty good.
So anyway, yeah, the best bit in there.
I'm good. You're okay. Your memories of the game? None? Great. Swiftly moving on then.
Besides sleeping in my...
Yeah, besides sleeping in Adam's fault. He's just there hard going, yeah, right. New Batman game's out. Yeah, no, that's why I've come to sleep here. come to watch you play this one like I watched you play the last one.
No, realistically, it was all about the environment for me as well. I mean, like, it had so many, like, obviously with the districts and things like that, so many major, like, landmarks. as well. I loved the it was just one of them as well. You could tell that the city was obviously, you know, run by criminals because of how, you know, gritty and, you know, well, shit, to be fair.
Yeah, but it looks like where you live.
Trash bags everywhere, beat up and blown up cars. I thought he looked familiar, actually. I look
posh part of Manchester, mate. No,
well, you don't.
Oh god, yeah, I can. I hate myself even. I can tell I'm lying.
He's had too many beers, eh?
Oh god. But yeah, to be honest, it was all about like the environment for me. But it was such. Agreed, like Adam said, it was the best. I think the best of the series. Again, with it being the first open world one.
Like, I understand that some people are going to disagree because obviously Arkham Knight.
Yeah, but I mean, again, but that was it was before Arkham City was before Arkham Knight, so it did.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It was really it was a bit of a game changer when it first came out.
It was, yeah. It's sort of like they took the rule book of what they made for the first game and threw it out the window. Mm-hmm. You know, they completely redesigned everything.
I loved the like the gliding mechanics as well. You know, obviously when you're going around the city and things like that.
The fact that if you mastered it properly and then you could like do your little dips and you could just never stop.
Honestly, yeah. Obviously when you're Catwoman as well, you take over.
Yeah, they changed like the mechanics of the characters of how they moved. So you had to learn two new styles. Exactly. Not only was you relearning Batman again because it had been so long, and you were replaying as Batman and you loved it, and it's just the start of the game. You know, you thought you see Batman in the shadow, you're like, oh great, and then Catwoman walks in, you're like, oh, all right, expects it to be a video, and then next minute you are Catwoman and you're like, all right. And the way she moved was a lot more fluid compared to sort of like the way we fought with Batman. He wasn't clunky in any way, shape or form, because as we said last week, we loved the combat. The free flow combat was amazing. This sort of like the free flow combat with Catwoman was different.
She's so much more agile.
Exactly.
She was a lot faster. It was just
You had more speed.
Yeah, she was so much quicker actually, wasn't she?
Yeah, she really was.
Yeah. Anything else for you, Dave, on the memory wise? Anything else you can think of?
Oh, I mean, there is a lot to go into, but I don't want to do an Adam and just talk. But just steal the show.
Just do it, Glenn. Glenn, just do it, Dave.
Well,
go on, Glenn. What's your memories?
I'm going to say...
no, we're not interested. Shut the fuck up.
Glenn's is Catwoman in leather, Harley Quinn in leather, Poison Ivy in leather. That's all Glenn's memories. Let's move on.
Professional pervert.
I did say last week I need help, you know. No, for me, one of the things that always jumps out at me, quite literally, is Man-Bat. When you just sort of like grapple to a building and you're going up, and just he grabs hold of it and starts to pull himself up, you had the fucking big Man-Bat come at you in the face. And you've just sort of like gone, oh, fuck, I've just shit my pants. As he's sort of like coming at you, you sort of like...
forgot about that.
Yeah, try playing it in the fucking dark, you know, you sort of going...
completely forgot about that.
Honestly, it was just one of those weird times.
Are you sure that was Arkham City and not Arkham?
No, yeah, it was Arkham City, as you're flying around.
It was actually Arkham City, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Hey, sorry to interrupt this week's episode. Just a quick update. I know you're watching it, and basically I just fucked up. I did get it wrong. The Man-Bat scene is actually in Arkham Knight. So Adam was correct, and me and Dave were wrong. I hate to admit that. Bit weird to say that, but yes, me and Dave were wrong. It's Arkham Knight that the Man-Bat part happens in the game, which we will talk about next week, and obviously I've messed up this week, so hopefully you're still enjoying the episode, still smash that subscribe button on whatever side it's on, and hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. What else have we got here? So I actually remember I bought the Green Lantern Blu-ray of the film with Ryan Reynolds. Absolutely shocking film, unfortunately. But I bought it for the sole purpose. You got download content for the game, which gave you the yellow corpse lantern ring suit for Batman, which was the fear suit. And I just wanted to play the game in that suit. And that's one of the things I loved about this game, is you could change the skins. And being able to run around as sort of like the animated series Batman, and still having Kevin Conroy voice you, and you were just sort of like...
I mean, he was still hench as fuck in every single one of the... He wasn't shapes like the animated series. It was just the costumes.
Yeah, he was built like a brick shithouse.
a bit like me.
Mate, Batman would bench press you with one arm.
You're just a shithouse, Dave.
Picking me up like a Mars bar.
A slightly melted Mars bar. You know, like, one that's been sat on for a little while.
What about Glenn?
Dickhead.
Oh, God.
But another thing with this game is I remember getting the... Did you ever see the collector's edition of it? The one that came in the box, about that big, and had the Batman crouched down. Oh, yeah, you've got him there in the corner. I have the same one. I was going to go and get it, but I really couldn't be bothered driving all the way to Worsley just to pick it up, because it's in my storage unit, and I couldn't be bothered. But you have it there, so it's fine. We can see it. I remember getting it, and this is another blast.
Not if you're listening to the podcast, you can't.
Yeah, if you can't, if you're listening, you can't see it. So it's tough.
To YouTube.
Yeah. Bob, listen to it. Come over to YouTube and watch us. But no, I remember.
I love how we're doing a podcast, and so now we're just basically saying fuck the podcast and go to YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, do me a favour. Can you just point to that side of the screen? No, other side. Oh, my camera's flipped. Yeah. Sorry, my camera's flipped.
What is going on?
Just like every now and then, just point to that side of the screen again for me. No, not now.
It's just like that, you know, that Quagmire thing where it's just like, didn't mean to wake you.
Because that's going to be where our new subscribe button pops up at the bottom of the screen, you know. but with the collector's edition, I actually bought it from Granger Games. Do you remember Granger Games when it was still around?
Granger Games, shit, yeah.
Yeah, they're no longer around.
It's one in Ashton, wasn't
it? It was, and that's when I bought it from. And I only paid £55 for it. So that's quite...
Only paid £55?
Fucking ridiculous.
I didn't pay £55 for mine.
On day of release. Like, the day. I was there.
I bought the game itself on day release. But then CEX had the special edition, so I rebought it for... It cost me like £20.
Yeah, but I bought it on the day, £55. Yeah, that was quite...
Who's the real winner, Glenn?
Well, seeing as it was £75 at game, I'd say me.
I've got a kid, I've literally got like £2.50 to my name.
Hey, it wasn't like it was last week. Have you seen the price of fuel?
Spending £55 on a toy.
It cost me £10,000 to drive for it now.
Dave, obviously. I will soon know your pain.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, the actual game itself was, like saying now that we had this big open world to explore, we had new environments, you know, we got to see part of a flooded city, we had bridges that were blown up, upside down cars that were on fire, bridges. Sorry, Dave, is any of this sort of like ringing a bell as home? Everything on fire.
There's no bridges where they live.
You live in Ashton. You're not.
Yeah, I know. When I look out the window, I live in Gotham. I know. I'm not disputing that.
You really can't say anything.
I'm not disputing that. But yeah, there's just the difference is no one's here to come to save us.
Do you not think Batman's finishing move is hilarious?
Oh, when he punches him on the
he sits on the face and punches him in the dick.
Yes. Chase my bad balls.
That's how he finishes them off. He sits on their face and punches them in the dick. Like, that's some finishing move.
Glenn's already getting excited. That's his favourite bit.
So the game itself, obviously, I'm trying to move on now.
I'm trying to recover from that.
Sure I can. We still got to keep that combat. We still got to keep all the weapons that we started off, that we ended with in Arkham Asylum. In this, even though it's been like, what, a year, 2 years has passed since Arkham Asylum. Obviously, everything's changed, but it's like he's still prepared to know what... I know what I did in Arkham. I've still got on the same gadgets. I'm going to need these again. And obviously, over time, they sort of, you know, they changed and adapted. So that again, we didn't just go in with the same stuff. We got more stuff, and obviously, they added more. The fighting system itself sort of had like a bit of a revamp because you got new moves. Being able to use gadgets while fighting was so much fun as well. Literally, you had a guy across the way and you just shot your grappling gun at him, pulled him towards you, and then punched him in the dick, as you said. But it's also, you know, the actual story of how you're starting off and you're playing as Bruce Wayne at the start, you know, and you're walking through and all the guards are taking the piss out. You know, I'm sorry, no, the inmates, that's the word I was looking for. And then have you noticed as well that there's a guy in front of you who turns around and says to Bruce Wayne that you're on his list? Deadshot, yeah. So, yeah. Which is one of the side missions as well. I didn't know this.
Can I just cut in before you say that? He is by far the worst boss out of all of them. I was so disappointed with how you take out Deadshot
as a boss.
You literally hide... and then press one button and he's done. That's it. He's fucking Deadshot. Like, he shouldn't... I was very, very disappointed. But anyway, carry on.
Another thing is you're walking through... Now, I didn't know this, because I always thought you, the first time you saw this character was after you left the courthouse. But Azrael is on one of the rooftops, as you are Bruce Wayne. If you look up, you see him stood there. I never noticed that he was there until I was watching a video on it and it was pointed out, because I remember seeing him when you come out of the courthouse and he stood in the building and you throw your batarang at him and he catches it. That was just... I was like, all right, that's not bad.
You know? Yeah, because at first you're like, what the fuck is that? What is that? And then you're like... I'll just chuck something at it and see what happens.
Yeah. Why is he just stood there? It's a glitch. I know. I'll throw my batarang at it. And you go... what? That wasn't meant to happen.
What in the fuck just happened?
To be honest, all the side quests he used to do my head in with that game, is it was very, they were very repetitive.
That is my biggest gripe.
And it's like the... Even the animation as well, as obviously you'd go down, you'd hear some guy screaming. It was always the same voice. It was always the same, the same guy. Just like
probably Nolan North. You know, he voiced everybody in that game.
It was always one guy getting beat and one guy doing the beating every time.
Exactly. It was just like, it was so repetitive. But
same when you had to disable the interference towers.
Oh yeah,
And, and it was just three on each. So there was three altogether, and then three panels that you had to break each time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he just did the same thing over and over again. And like the fucking Riddler side quests
never fucking end.
I thought I complained about Riddler trophies on the first game. Never mind. I had to keep a notepad as to where all the fucking Riddler trophies that I'd collected already were, because it had pissed me off so much. I think it was like 800 and something Riddler trophies in this one compared to like... 300?
300.
How many were on the first one? Was it 100
and
something?
Not that many. I can have 100.
I think it's about 100 and something in the first one, but yeah, there's loads in there.
Oh, it just irritated me so much. They were just everywhere.
240 on the first one.
I think it's 400 on the second.
It was a hell of a lot more.
About 400.
Oh, maybe it is 400. I thought it was... I'm sure it was 300.
It's about 400.
Well, it felt like a million.
One of the questions on my quiz, you knob.
Still going wrong, though, aren't we?
I'm sure that it was 300, but I'm probably wrong.
So, the other thing as well with this game is, you know, everyone always asked from the first game, at what point does the Batman game take place in the Batman universe? You know, where is it? And with this game, they started to put like little Easter eggs in from other things. So you can actually see, as you're going around sort of Arkham City, the heads of the Cheshire Cat that we see in Tim Burton's Batman, as well as in the under... I believe it's in one of the basements in one of the places. I can't remember where exactly, but there is the Yellow Duck as well that we see from Batman Returns.
Just touching on the Easter egg thing, I was looking into it before. Did you guys see the Harley Quinn Easter egg where these obviously her costume and the pregnancy test, and she's positive?
Yeah. that was a big thing, that, because it sort it came out sort of after the game, wasn't it? Sort of like someone noticed it, and you know, all the different changes in the game. This was not long after the Joker had died, was it, that they revealed it? I mean, that in itself, that bit where Batman is carrying the Joker out at the end. So spoilers if you haven't played the game, but it's kind of tough. Spoilers are fair game now. Yeah,
it's been 11 years.
Yeah, I know.
But it's that scene. It's just so iconic of Batman bringing out the Joker, and I think he realizes that he is Batman because of the Joker. Without the Joker, he's just some guy who beats up people dressed as a bat.
At the same time, his Joker has just killed his girlfriend, pretty much. Talia is pretty much Batman's girlfriend, isn't she? His love. He's had the shittest day. He was going to save Joker. Joker then dies because, ironically, he stabbed Batman, which then stops Batman from saving him. So, I think at the end, Batman was just like, I'm fucking done with today. He just carries the Joker out and he's like, here you go. I'm going home and I'm going to fucking bed.
Puts his Britney mix on.
You make it sound so shit, like he just walked out of him and threw him in the trash. And then walked... There you go. His legs are sticking out of the...
All he does is he places him on the police car. Like, I know it's supposed to be like a nice moment because even the police aren't cheering and stuff. Everyone's like, oh my God, what the fuck has gone on? But the fact that Batman just like, he's like, I am so done, and just ignores everyone and walks off and goes home.
You need those, you know, those African guys when they're in the coffin. And you can pop that in the video. Oh God!
That's brilliant. I fucking never thought of that.
So what did you expect?
Very true. Very true. In regards to Harley as well, obviously she had a bit of a redesign, but not only was the a whole new outfit and a new look for it, the voice actress had changed because the original voice actress actually retired after Arkham Asylum. She retired doing the voice of Harley, and it went on to Tara Strong, who has voiced many of the voices from like our Saturday morning cartoons growing up, who I have a huge crush on. I'm not going to lie.
What's she called? I've not seen her face.
Tara Strong.
Tara Strong.
Here we go again. Waiting.
Okay.
Do you approve, Adam? Are you okay there?
I must admit, my favorite, like, if I had to choose a favorite Harley Quinn actress, apart from Margot Robbie, obviously, would be Kaylee Cuoco, who plays in the animated.
Yeah, 100% agree.
It's so good, that series, by the way. Have you ever watched it?
It's brilliant.
It's not, like, I thought, at first I was a bit put off because, like, oh, it's like a kid's thing. It's really not.
It's actually really good, isn't it?
It's fucking so good. And my God, Kaylee Cuoco is like...
No, agreed.
Again, Rocksteady was so good at sort of, like, placing Easter eggs in the games. Did you know that they actually hinted at Arkham City in Arkham Asylum? So there's actually a secret room in the warden's office. You don't see it with Detective Vision, but basically Rocksteady had to sort of leak it themselves months after the game. So you blow up a wall in the warden's office, and inside is the plans for Arkham City, exactly how we see it in the game. So obviously showing that they'd already started to plan this game by the time Arkham Asylum had been released. So they knew where they were going with the story. So it wasn't one of those
ones.
It was
only a short space of time, really, wasn't it? It was like two years after.
2 years.
But sometimes, you know, they'll make something and then wait to find out if they're going to get the chance to make another one. And then you wait like 6 years for the game. We know this is going to be big.
Yeah, whoever was in charge of the finances was like, this is a fucking mint game. Just get on the next one now.
And I think that was really good. And they also did the same with Arkham City, with Calendar Man. Now, obviously, he was in the courthouse as well. He's in one of the cells. And if you go to him on certain dates, he would say something different. Now, if you set the calendar, I'd have to actually check the dates because I can't remember what it was. And it's like when Rocksteady first formed as a company. He actually says something that sort of ties along with it as well. And again, you know, like you said about the decoder, and you had like the three dots and things like that. There were certain points in the game where you could hear a message that didn't quite make sense unless you found all the three parts and you had to piece it together yourself. The game didn't do it for you. And it was something along the lines with, you may have defeated me once before, but I will be back and you will fear me, which obviously is the lead up to Arkham Knight with Scarecrow. So it's like the plan. I know they had like
you can find Scarecrow's mask as well on top of one of the bridges.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, I know the plan, and obviously we see it at the end of Arkham Asylum, don't we? We see Scarecrow coming, like his hand coming out of the water and things like that. So it's like they knew, because obviously as we were playing it, we were like, hang on a minute, we saw Scarecrow come out the water at the end of the last game. He's not in this game at all. Where is he? He's not really around. And obviously it's because he saved it for Arkham Knight, which I kind of enjoyed, actually. You know, they didn't just go, we've got this bigger game, let's just bombard it with every villain. They've gone, right, let's select certain villains and give them certain designated areas in the town. So you had like, yeah, Two-Face, Penguin, who was in the flooded area, and the fucking shark. We all know how I feel about underwater shit. It's a fucking shark. They were actually going to put a gadget in as one of the jokes of actually having shark repellent, which is obviously the long-standing joke from the Adam West Batman series where he had a shark repellent spray.
Because it was a regular occurrence for him.
Yeah. But the shark repellent spray was going to be knuckle dusters that Batman puts on and just basically beats the shit out of a shark.
Beats the shit out.
Anything you guys want to talk about in regards to the actual development of the game itself, where it looks?
No, I was going to touch on the characters as well, like that character that was sealing everyone's face to basically make himself look like Bruce Wayne, Hush, was it?
Yeah.
Another one that they kind of touched on him, built him up, but then made him disappear and saved him for Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
So they did quite a lot of side missions where you basically wouldn't achieve anything except finding out who's going to be in the next game.
Yeah.
True. Because again, touching on the again another Easter egg was the have you seen the one with Killer Croc when there's only a certain section? I don't think you actually fight him, but he just appears in like a cutscene. If you go to a certain place and send a batarang through the wall. And then, obviously, Killer Croc crashes through the wall and things like that. But you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
it was gonna happen unless it was.
Because is that where Batman's like, I can't be ass fighting you today.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, right. And then Killer Croc's like, all right, okay, I'll save it for next time.
It's all right. It's okay, buddy. It's fine. I know you're having a hard day.
I know you've had a rough day. Joker's dead.
Your best friend's just died, you know.
Your bird's gone. Everyone's dead. My parents are dead.
Dead.
That was another one as well, another little thing that they put in, is being able to sort of sit next to the chalk outline of your parents. But, I mean, why was that chalk outline still so fresh? His parents have been dead for years.
Someone's job is to just draw around
just every now and then. Just in case. Just keeps going back.
Just in case he ever needs to make Batman feel bad.
There's just some guy there going, can you just give me 5 minutes and I'll finish it off and come back and come and pay your respects then. Carries on drawing it out.
I thought they made really good use of music on this one as well. Like, yeah. The music is so heroic. Like, I don't know if you remember, but towards the end, when you go to find Hugo Strange and you go in the tower and you're like, I'm going to fucking stop him. And then you're making your way up the tower. That music is just like so, like, oh, yeah. No. I am ready for this.
Yeah, hit me baby one more time. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck so. When you guys actually completed, did you complete the New Game Plus?
No, did I fuck?
Far
too long the first time around. Never mind New Game Plus. I mean, man had a life.
This is stupid. I got to the which was one I got to? What was Mr. Freeze, the Mr. Freeze battle. You've really got to, like, obviously on standard mode, it's fine. It's like, it's a piece of piss. But actually on New Game Plus, when you're going through, and it's like, he learns, like, the AI on the character, he learns, like, you'll do one thing. You can't just attack him from the front. You know, this...
If you hide in the crates, he freezes him. And then if you blow him up behind a wall, really he learns it all. He's the best, probably the best boss that you find.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Hands down.
What you were just saying, then, Dave, so apparently on standard mode, which is what I did it on, you only have to get him three times to defeat him. On that, the plus mode that you were just saying, apparently it's nine
eight.
Times.
Was it eight? Yeah, I know it was eight or nine.
It was hard mode was eight times, and I think the plus mode was nine times, I think.
I don't even
know if there's nine different ways. Like, I couldn't even think of nine
different
ways.
It forced you to use obviously stealth and obviously all your weapons and things like that. Yeah. You couldn't do the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't have time for that.
It was really good. It was that was one of my favorite, like you say, boss battles. That because it forced you to, you know, like you say, use your brain.
Can you imagine starting New Game Plus though as Batman after he's had a shit day already? He's like, you're making me repeat it again.
It's like, well, here we go again.
Start going, oh, here we go. Right, let's go.
just touching on the stealth thing as well, obviously the Predator mode is back, but they've like took it up another notch again because they've introduced the radio what is it the radio that can stop you from seeing where people are,
basically. So you can't use just the vision, could you, detective mode, and the guys with the snipers were so much better in this one as well. You know, you just made like a little sound, it's like they knew exactly where you were. It doesn't matter how many times you sort of started to swing around gargoyles and shit like that, and they knew. And
you can't fart in a leather suit and not
look
like
that. But it was
Batman's got a go-to.
They made it harder as well with the fact that, you know, they were on top of buildings. You didn't have gargoyles to sit on anymore. You just had like a bit of a pile-on sort of thing, and you could stand on that. And then it was like, right, where do I go now? Because this is the only vantage point I have. I'm going to have to go and find one of these fucking ventilation shafts in the wall and start like knocking people out from there. And the major think and, like you say, use that stealth more, use your smoke pellets a bit more. You know, you actually had to go down. It wasn't a matter of just sitting up at the tops and waiting for them to walk underneath you.
Camping.
Make it nice and easy, going, you know, I've got a spare 3 hours, I'll sit here and let them walk under me.
Just looking through my notes now. Got to touch on the Ra's al Ghul level as well. Like that, visually. Yeah. Was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, so you were jumping in and out of like the dream realm, weren't you? And
yeah.
It was so epic.
Yeah, visually, and the fact that you have to take on so many fucking enemies. But I must admit, right, Ra's, when you come out of that point, Ra's goes in the Lazarus pit and heals himself, doesn't he? So he's like full power again. Batman is dying. And Batman slaps him around like a little bitch. Like he's fucking Ra's al Ghul. He shouldn't be able to do that. That's something that kind of annoyed me a little bit. He shouldn't have been able to defeat. Although, because it's part of the storyline at the end when he appears, I wonder if he kind of like let him beat him in a way.
Yeah, Probably.
Well, it was one of the. I
yeah, because he appears at the end, doesn't he? Like,
yeah.
I had a rage moment with that with that boss fight because my PlayStation actually died because you know, it was doing too much when that when all the enemies came out and stuff like that. But PlayStation just went, you know, fuck this. Just died on me. I was in tears nearly.
Oh, did you have the original the original PS3, the one that used to overheat all the time?
It just overheated, like.
Yeah.
It just went.
I'm so pissed off. I think I had to at one part through my controller.
We have to say as well, I mean, I'm pretty sure Batman actually kills Ra's al Ghul because there's no. He fucking. At the end of the game, he kicks him out the window. Like, they go out the window together. Ra's tries to stab Batman through his own chest, and then he falls on a fucking fence, and he's like, lay there. And Batman's like, oh, he's going to need a dip in the Lazarus pit. But then he destroys the Lazarus pit.
That's sort of like the most badass moment ever. Oh, yeah. You need this, don't you?
No, but when he's fighting Joker at the end, because Joker wants to jump in the Lazarus pit, doesn't he? But
yeah.
he basically blows it up. So there is no Lazarus pit. So, yeah.
Bet you wish you had a Lazarus pit right now.
Like poking him in the spine. Like,
ooh, I can see you spleen in there.
That's a proper dick move.
To be fair, though, there are technically multiple Lazarus pits. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
I know.
Go down the Batman mythology, you know. There's loads. He's fine.
And then does he technically kill the Joker? Because he could have just gave him the antidote and he doesn't. And then the Joker stabs him, which makes him drop it. But Batman was holding it. Therefore, it's technically Batman's fault. And he Batman's technically just, killed the Joker.
He's just like going, woo! Come on, you won this!
They find loopholes.
He was licking it off the floor and everything. He should have licked faster.
He's all like hoovering it up.
No, it was Joker's fault.
Damn you, Batman, and your bat nipples! Croaks it and dies. It's his last words.
I was thinking about this. He should well be able to fire batarangs from his nipples. He should press a button and he should just go poof and just fire out like from his nips.
What's that? Like Austin Powers? They got the cannons that come out the nipples.
You call them the boomerangs, wouldn't
it? Dave's had that one locked down since last
year. Oh, yeah. He's been waiting for that one, hasn't he?
Just waiting.
And he's just gone, boys, it's my time to shine.
The moment is right.
Obviously, as well, we got introduced to a bit more of the Batman family with this game. So we got Robin as well, who was a very dark and grittier version of Robin than what we're used to. We're used to sort of this little sidekick who's just sort of like, yay, Batman! This time,
for a second.
Yeah, he's only like a short character. But he's very dark. He's very, you know, he's trying to like imitate Batman in a way. And then when you still get to play as him in the challenge maps and things like that, which has been nice because it gave you the option not just to play as Batman and Catwoman, you could play as other characters, especially with the DLC stuff. You had like Nightwing as well, Robin, you know, and even some of the DLC sort of hinted at Jason Todd dying. And it was also slightly hinted at in the an Arkham Asylum, as Joker's being brought in, he mentions that Batman's gonna need a new psychic, you know, hinting at the fact that Jason Todd is dead. So it's like the ring he have thought about this all the way through. They've not half-assed the story. It's like they've been putting plot points all the way through these games, and I just think that in itself for these three games has been an absolute sort of fantastic way of working, because, you know, over time, like we said in the last week's episode, the game started off being developed by 40 people. By the end of development on the first game, there were 70 of them. There was over 100 for this one. You know, bringing that many people in to know the story of what's going on. I mean, probably some of them wouldn't have even been told the story. They were just making this game and have no idea what's happening, which I read that the actress who voiced Catwoman in this, she didn't know she was Catwoman until the day she turned up to record her lines. And I mean, imagine just rocking up thinking, oh, I'm going to be character who gets smacked in face number three. You know, you turn up, oh, by the way, you're Catwoman. I'm sorry, what? Well, I'm going to demand a little bit more money for this. Yeah. I'm voicing an iconic legend, you know. So
to be fair, a lot of the times I'm sure the voice actors don't even know what the fuck they're...
Yeah, they're just...
Right, so I'm Catwoman. Right, what the fuck? Right. The Joker, what the fuck?
Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah,
what the fuck's a Joker?
But obviously with this one as well.
Penguin? Right, so I'm a giant penguin?
So I need to pick up a penguin?
Aha, throwback.
Can I just add as well, you just made me think when we were talking about the voice actors then, because obviously one of us was inevitably going to be like, I'm Batman. Oh, that's what came into my head. Did you know you, obviously you're Bruce Wayne and you climb to the top of the, what's the tower called? Ace Chemical Tower.
Yes.
And your Batsuit arrives. The first achievement that you unlock...
Basically, Batman.
He says, yeah. I'm Batman.
But that was the thing as well with the voice acting. This, again, when they did Arkham Asylum, Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy recorded their lines separately. So they couldn't bounce off each other like they would have done when they did the animated series. With this, they got to be in the same room and bounce off each other again. And a lot of the script had to be changed for the Joker because Mark Hamill got so into character, he just started to ad-lib shit. And I bet the guys are sat there going, oh, please shut up. Just read the lines. Read the lines. Do you know how much work we have to do? Just read the goddamn lines. And he's just making up as he went along. Maybe Joker wasn't even meant to die, you know?
I would let Mark Hamill do whatever he wants.
Literally, he is the Joker. I don't care what you say. You got all like you. Yeah.
No,
he's the best Joker. Mark Hamill,
hands down. You can fight all three of us. You ain't gonna win.
I really agree.
Mark Hamill, hands down.
Heath Ledger can get in the fucking bin. It's
yes. Agreed.
Or in the floor.
I wasn't gonna go there.
You know, the only subscriber that we had is now unsubscribed. Have you got anything else you want to mention about the game?
No. This is where Adam's froze. So you can
another one of those loading screens.
No, I think that's pretty much.
Before we do move on to our listeners' sort of memories, do you think that this game set up Arkham Knight well?
Yes, because like I said, a lot of the side missions like built up.
Yeah, they built up
the characters
to it,
that were going
to
be in, obviously like Hush, like I said, and like Azrael, like you mentioned at the start as well, Scarecrow. So you kind of had a feeling for what was going to come.
Yeah.
To be fair, Knight is the same game.
It's just a polished version. It's just a polished version of it, really.
With a Batmobile.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
well, we'll talk about that next week. Yeah. Now, let's look at your memories. See what you think of the game. Now, we actually got quite a lot for this one compared to sort of like other memories. So please do get in touch with us. Let us know your memories about Arkham Knight below. And obviously keep your eye out for any other games that we've got coming up. We post them on Facebook. They're on Twitter. You know, you can hit us up by email as well. And our email address is down there once again.
Has anybody actually hit us up on email?
Not yet, but we keep promoting it. Every now and then, you know.
Oh, yeah, you wanted me to do the pointing thing, didn't you? There you go. Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn. Read out the address.
So, I've actually forgot what the email address is. Jesus. Oh, sorry. It's Dusty, the number two, broken, at gmail.com. Hit us up on our email address there and send us an email. Let us know some of your memories, any game that you can think of, because when that game comes around, we will read out your memories of that game.
And when we're not so poor, we will upgrade the email address to a real one.
Yeah.
A more professional one, yeah, should we say.
Gmail. Sorry about the wait here.
Okay. Glenn's doing the loading screen.
I know, yeah. My tablet seems to have just froze on me, so I do apologise.
I don't like where he's looking, Dave.
I'm looking at my tablet!
Know, yeah,
Tablet! Jesus
Christ. Is this Henta? Yeah, his tablet's full of Henta.
This is one of the things that isn't...
If it had lifted up, then it was just it was hundreds of tabs of hentai.
Jesus Christ. That's never going to let down, is it?
Good. He's a sad, strange little man.
Are we okay now? Can we move on?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So to all those that have given us their memories, thank you so much. So going off, starting with our friends on Facebook, we have Levi on Facebook, who put Arkham City deserves to be up there with the greats. I mean, this game took what Arkham Asylum did. What Arkham Asylum started, I just went completely overboard with it. An absolutely amazing story. The game was amazing. Combat system was fantastic, having all the classic skins that really made the game for me. We touched on the skins. Did you guys have any favourite skins in particular that you could play as?
The all what was it called? The thingy one that was just all black, like
Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
the Batman Beyond.
Actually, that was one of my favourite ones.
So
as well,
good.
Yeah.
That was so good. I've also got Hannah on Facebook who put Catwoman was a great, best addition to the game, and getting to play it was great. Really enjoyed her combat. I remember getting the game when I broke my leg. I had to sit with my foot up for 6 weeks. I snapped my tibia, was in so much pain, but this game got me through it, and painkillers. Did you fight Batman? Is that how you broke your leg?
She is Batman.
She jumped off a building and forgot she had a cape. We've got Siobhan on Facebook who said, I hated how clunky Nightwing was with his movements in the challenges compared to the other three. I vaguely remember some of the challenge maps. I think I played them on sort of the remaster version when you got all the DLC with it. So I don't have much to say about that one. I've also got Farouk on Facebook. As a long-time Batman fan, having Azrael show up and catch the Batarang was one of those moments that sent shivers down my spine. I love this game. Set the tone for Arkham Knight. Hugo Strange is by far the best villain in the Batman game. I mean, he was pretty sadistic.
He was pretty, yeah.
I've got Sam with Scaring Sam Horror Podcast on Twitter. So we're giving a shout-out to podcast now. Loved it, especially the focus on fan service with the appearance of Azrael and Hush inside the missions. Incredibly rewarding coming from these villains. So, again, you know, we got to see a lot of the things that fans were asking for. You know, that's that, you know, the guys at Rocksteady really listened to the fans. They knew what we wanted. And you could tell this was made by fans of Batman. Got Ryan Wilson on Twitter as well. Great game. I don't think it was as good as Arkham Asylum, but nonetheless, a great game. Fantastic roster of villains and a far superior ending. Yeah.
I'd agree on the ending, yeah. The ending is so much better. Like, you must have been well happy because I know you hated the ending on the last one.
Yeah.
Loads better.
We've got Stu as well on Twitter. It was one of the many games I bought, got about 2 to 5 hours into it, and then just kind of abandoned it. I don't think the game was bad by any stretch. It just didn't grip me. I bet if I started it again, I'd like it. I've had lots of games like this. A lot of games I've liked years later on. I'm the same. I did the same with Horizon.
To be fair... It is very repetitive, so I can see why.
It's back to those side quests, isn't it? But
If you just stick to the storyline, it's good. It's when it's you good, try and mix it in with the side quests, and then you're just like, Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's so
if you just stick to the storyline, it's a very, very, very good game. I've just remembered something that I forgot to mention. Because, you know, obviously you get, like, they introduce Catwoman and you get to fight Cat. Have you guys seen the mod where someone changed Catwoman to Batman? So you had Catwoman's movement and you would fight and walk and move around like Catwoman, but you'd be Batman.
No.
I never saw that.
It's so funny. Like,
I might have to try and find that. Even just to put the clip here, I want to find that.
Because obviously the women are so sexualized in it. And the men are the complete opposite. So the men are like overly buff, like hench, stiff characters.
Bench press Dave with one hand. Yeah,
yeah. And the women are complete opposite. They're really agile and really like, obviously like super feminine and
yeah.
And like I said, like the all of them, even the
curves in all the right places.
I imagine that looked really funny when she's like crawling on the ceiling and stuff like that.
So yeah, have a look.
Batman doing that.
Have a look for the mod where someone's made Batman. It's so funny. It's so, to see Batman like just the way he walks, like in her. It shows you how different they've made the women compared to the men as well.
Yeah.
In the game, so it's just hilarious to see.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds pretty.
I'd love to overdub that bit as it's sort of like Batman upside down as Catwoman going Adam West.
Oh god.
But we have now come to that time where we go to the quiz.
Yay.
Quiz.
Well, it's going to be a second. Let me just get the book before you start.
Insert quiz music here.
Awesome. Right, so I am doing the quiz tonight.
Sorry,
wait, what are you eating?
I got tandoori chicken all over my fingers.
He just whipped out. He disappeared, and he just whipped out a pack of chicken. Chicken in a bag.
It's chicken in a bag.
It's in a plastic box, actually. But, you
know. Oh, fucking
close up. Enough.
Oh shit!
Dave's brought the quiz.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Whenever you guys are ready.
I'm ready.
I'm fucking ready.
Okay, Arkham City quiz. Question one. What is the name of Batman's former booty call who appears in the Arkham City games? Is it A, Selina Kyle, B, Barbara Gordon, C, Talia al Ghul, or D, Harleen Quinzel?
Well, depending on the...
Yeah, I was going to say,
Hentai or not.
I said Arkham City Games. Not one of Glenn's Hentais. Come on, guys, focus.
I'm focused. I'm fine.
Right. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Oh, right. You both put C. That is correct.
Talia.
Okay. Question number two. Who is the first official villain you see in the game? Is it A, the Penguin? B, Hugo Strange? C, the Joker? Or D, Poison Ivy?
Can you just really, really quickly just read them out?
Yeah. So A, the Penguin, B, Hugo Strange, C, Joker, or D, Poison Ivy. Okay.
Ready.
Three, two, one. Okay, yes. Very good. You both said B. You go strange.
Even you're forgetting about the lists now, Dave.
Tune into YouTube. Full experience.
We're trying to become YouTube sensations, and we forget about our fans elsewhere.
YouTube sensations with our 16 subscribers. Whoop whoop.
We'll get there.
Question.
Don't worry, listeners. I don't forget about you.
Question three. Who was the mastermind behind Protocol 10? Was it A, Ra's al Ghul, B, Penguin, C, Catwoman, or D, Mr. Freeze? Three, two, one. Both said A, that is correct. Okay, question four.
Mr. Rajan.
Question four. Who is the villain Catwoman steals from? Who is the first villain Catwoman steals from, sorry? Is it A, Scarecrow? B, Harley Quinn? C, Two-Face? Or D, Bane?
Ah, yes, Catwoman!
Ah, stop stealing my stuff! Fucking bitch!
All right, three, two, one.
It was two.
Could be 100% on this quiz, boys. And I haven't got a bonus.
He's just got a boner.
He's been looking at my desk again.
I'd rather not. All right, next question. How many Riddler trophies are there in the game? I'm the dickhead. A, 400. B, 401. C, 370. Or D, 102.
I was going to put a different one to be a dick, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you need to win. Right, three, two, one. Yeah, you both said A. That is correct. 400. Next.
What again, year I thought what? It was 300. I'm still a little bit. I need to check.
Yeah, that was 400. That. Don't worry.
Dave's clearly done his research. He's done the quiz.
What year was Arkham City released? Was it A, 2009, B, 2010, C, 2011, or D, 2012? Three, two, one. See, you're both correct. Okay, I've made this quiz too easy. Doing well, boys. Doing well. Okay, next question. How many open world Batman games had there been before Arkham City?
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. This is not an Arkham City question.
Sorry, Adam, I'm in the same boat here. We're going to have to guess.
Is it A, 0, B, 1, C, 3, or D, 5?
Open world, did you say?
Open world Batman games.
As in, when you say open world, do you mean that you were free to explore everything mm-hmm. freely?
Yeah, yeah.
Because technically, Arkham Asylum was an open world game. Technically,
it was well, not really. No,
because you were free. Oh. Because you were free to explore as much as you want. So it was open world. It wasn't linear.
It wasn't linear, but you were. I suppose it's up for debate that one.
Oh no, you really fucked me up now. I don't know.
Yeah, can you read them out again, please?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm about to lose my 100% here.
How many, that's what he's always worried about. How many open world Batman games had there been had been released before Arkham City? Is it A, 0, B, 1, C, 3, or D, 5?
This is a make or break. This one
is going to ruin you.
I'm gonna regret this answer.
All right, three, two, one. All right, you're both wrong.
Is it zero with A?
It's zero, yeah.
Bollocks!
You know, I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, so did I. So did I. Balls!
Fucking piece of shit.
Just have to steal it from you. Okay. Next question. Which villain forms an alliance with Batman to take down Titan? Is it A, Two-Face, B, Solomon Grundy, C, Bane, or D, Harley Quinn?
I'm pissed off now, Dave.
Right, 3, 2, 1. Adam's already shown his. Okay, you both got that right.
Bane.
Good job, boys. Definitely.
We've only got one wrong, and it's the fucking non-Arkham question.
How's it non-Arkham? Next question. Which Robin is featured in the Arkham City game? Is it A, Dick Grayson, B, Damian Wayne, C, Tim Drake, or D, Jason Todd?
Shit. Oh, Glenn knows it as well. Shit. No!
We're out of time here, Aid. Come on.
No! Come on. I don't know! I can't remember!
Right, 3, 2, 1.
Right, Glenn is correct.
No!
C, Tim Drake. Adam's fucked up. Okay, next question. Right, this is actually the final question. Which building needs to be infiltrated to stop Protocol 10? Is it A, Wayne Tower? B, City Hall? C, the old Gotham City Police Department building? Or is it D, Wonder Tower?
I'm so upset.
Sorry, because I think I might have fucked it.
No,
you're
right. Not. Don't lie.
No, I really think
he does this all the time, yeah. 3, 2,
this is
one.
An easy question.
Yeah, he's actually fucked it up. Adam's correct.
How have you fucked that up?
I
he goes into a fucking tower.
Yeah, I thought that was a different part of the game.
So
he goes into a tower. There's only one tower.
Yeah, no, I only use that tower to just jump off it and just to get the glide, and that was it.
So it turns out it's actually a draw. So, and I haven't got a bonus question because Glenn's a shit bastard and got the easiest question wrong. So we could either finish it on a draw, or you can give me a few minutes to find the bonus question. We'll end it on a draw. We've got to end it on a draw for a bit, so.
Yeah, true. It's been a while.
I can't believe it.
So you got two questions wrong each, but not bad. Not
so
bad.
So we both fucked up on the. We thought Dave was tricking us as well.
Yeah. Nah, that was a good job, boys. Good job. 8 out of 10, not bad.
Fuck you, you bastard.
Fuck you, Dave.
Some of your abuse.
I think now we will end this week's episode. If you have liked it, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Also, leave comments below. Let us know what games you want us to play in the future, what games you want to see, what bits of the show you've liked, what you don't like. Do you enjoy Dave randomly pointing to the side of the screen every now and then, which is done twice throughout the whole thing?
Do you like the quiz?
Yeah,
that's a question. Yeah, no,
everyone hates it. Everybody hates it.
Do you know who the Drolls and Dildo Dipper is? You know, let us know in the comments.
We would love to meet you.
Yes, we want you on the show. We want you to ask us the questions. On our final Batman episode.
That's another thing. If you want to ask us questions for our final Arkham quiz, you've only got a few days from release of this episode.
Yeah.
So hurry the fuck up.
So, yeah, email us now. Again, that email is just down there at the dusty2broken, and that's the number 2@gmail.com. Get in touch. Let us know why you should be chosen to ask us questions on Arkham Knight. But until then...
should be chosen. It's like, not even that many people actually do it. Like,
no one's even going to apply.
We'll probably get one person if we're lucky.
It'll be Glenn himself. Like...
Just like, straight up to a second
camera.
If you're lucky
enough to win this lottery...
They'd be like, oh, I've got 100% on this quiz. He's running off camera constantly. Oh, my camera's cut off, guys.
But on that note, we shall see you on the next episode of From Dusty Cartridges to Broken Discs.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Insert ending music here. I'm just going to record Dave doing that and just have it over to and then the video of Ricky Hatton just going.
Yeah, the put party boy in you.
I can't believe I. That quiz.
Yeah.
It's a great quiz, fuck you.
Can only imagine what. Can we imagine what the next one's going to be like?
Oh, have you seen the... I forgot about Harley Quinn on the next one. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Oh, Lord.
So to be fair, that is my favourite version. I know a lot of people like rave about the Arkham Asylum version, which, don't get me wrong, is good, but...
Yeah.
No. Next one's definitely the best.
Arkham Knight is where it's at.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, God.
Just having a lot of luck right now.
And he's doing a Glenn.
His desk is going to look like mine.
Excuse me, boys.